M-I-L-F.
Not that kind of MILF, you sick freak.
It's the moms I like to follow.
Presenting
Naptime Happy Hour.
Happy 20 episodes!
Woo!
Guys, we've been doing this shit for 20 times. 20
At
weeks.
At least 20 episodes.
Yeah, 20 weeks, 20 yeah. times.
20 years. So
if you're still
more than
here,
20 beers,
we are so happy to have you.
More like 50 beers. Well, no,
the count would be higher.
Mine would be 50.
The count
beers.
Would be higher lots if I didn't get kicked off the drinking train early on in the game. But
God
here
damn
we are.
It, Britt.
I am. So to celebrate our 20th episode, we decided to do something a little fun. We are going to play 20 questions.
Ooh.
So we spent some time going over different types of questions. Some are mom related, some are life related, wife related, some are just plain out
self
weird and fun.
Funny.
So
just to get those, to know yeah. us a little bit better.
Yeah.
We each wrote them down.
Yeah. So we don't know what's coming. We have them in a box and we're just each going to take a turn putting our hand in the box and pulling one out and seeing what happens.
Yeah. I think we wrote 10 questions each. So we have 30 and we're going to do 20 of them. So.
And then I guess whatever ones we don't have, we can always put them for tits and tips.
So keep hold on them for another episode or
absolutely.
Something.
What,
are you speaking English?
Keep hold of them.
Mm. Are you guys ready for question number one?
I think
yeah,
so.
Who wants to?
All right.
I'm going to ask you because
Brittany pulled one.
Oh, beat you to it. Actually, Anya beat
I
you to it and put
it
in
like,
front of me.
Put it on her right. mic stand.
Are right. we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
So this one's from me.
All right.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Say
That's
who
skeptical.
Your question is.
Okay.
From, in your opinion, were all the things you heard about childbirth true? From your experience.
Hmm. Me or you? Who wants to?
You can go first.
All right. I don't
and
think
I'm
so.
And I'm really excited for these
no,
answers.
No, I think that people made it seem a lot worse.
Okay.
Like, with Lucas, it was kind of physically demanding, but like, probably the number one thing I say is when you're pregnant, don't ask people how their birth was because it's different for each person. And I completely agree
with that. It's
right.
super individualized.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And I happened to ask somebody who had a horrible birthing experience. So then
so
I was
super, scarred for life.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Don, like I can't give birth to Lucas.
And
like, we have to
a
keep it in.
Pain tolerance.
Right.
Well, also, that's
makes a
really
huge
true
difference.
Too.
Like women mm-hmm. just experience pain differently.
Right. And I mean, some people are more tolerant, like you said, and others are like, I want the drugs. So
I would say yes. And so I believe like, induction, like people that get induced, like mm-hmm. they say like it's really bad, the contractions are like
a totally different experience.
I think that is true because I got induced with Cecilia and I didn't with Elliot, and it yeah
two very different experiences.
Like, and I did both naturally, no drugs, so the pain with Cecilia was close to unbearable
because it's all coming
yeah because
super
it's
quick.
Rapid they're mm. speeding up like that natural
yeah.
process,
like you don't
and
have time to
it's
get
so intense
right.
used to it.
The other thing, like everyone that I talked to, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have a natural birth, and they were like, okay, all right, sure. Yeah, you're gonna be begging for that epidural, sure. Yeah,
I
think even Danielle
you.
Was like, okay,
because you fucking cry with a splinter.
I know.
It makes zero sense,
but
you're just not a real person.
I went into it with that headspace that I wanted to do it natural, and I almost like let people kind of talk me out of it, and I was able, like, it's all about like your mental, like if you can talk yourself into it and be like, and breathing, oh my God, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So like I like those are two things, was epidural and induction.
What about you, Britt? Do you think that
like, yeah, what's something
I,
like,
I definitely agree, because like having so many friends that have had kids
mm-hmm.
and no one person has told me the same thing,
right?
You know, so like example, like one of our friends, she's hoping to have, she was induced the first time, she was really planning on having, you know, the baby naturally this time, and you know, everything run its course, and she's getting induced again.
Yeah,
and
there's
she,
still time,
and she was not no like it's like tomorrow.
I thought it was the 29th.
No, so it's if something
or the 28th
she
no,
goes for something tomorrow. And if something happens there, like if any of her stuff comes back, they're taking her.
Oh.
Probably like a non-stress test or something.
It's
like
called
that.
A biophysical
profile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, she was saying, okay, yes.
Yeah. But like, so again, totally not in her cards. She didn't
right.
want it. And like,
yeah.
it just, again, she And it's for a completely different reason than the first time, too. So it's like your body does what it wants. And sometimes, you know, it's just not in the cards for you to have, you know, the way Anya gave birth or the way you gave birth. Yeah, like, exactly. It's just every situation's different.
Honestly, the only pregnancy plan that you should have is to not have a pregnancy plan.
So it's so funny you say that, because I told Dennis, because this is me being like super morbid Christmas morning. I was like, you know, we need to talk about like, what happens, because you're going to be the only person who can make decisions if something goes wrong, like, and I'm like incapacitated. And he's like, Brittany, it's Christmas. And I'm like, we need to talk about it. And I was like, you might be faced with, is it me or the baby? And he goes, it's Christmas. I'm like, I don't care. But I did tell him that I was like, in all fairness, what would you do? And he was like, I mean, we could always try for another kid. There's only one you. And I was like, good answer.
You're like,
save me.
Truth.
All right, DA, what's your question?
I actually pulled mine. Okay. So I don't know. Perfect.
I pulled my own too.
Did you do long strips like me, or did you do short strips?
I did long strips.
Yeah, so only all right.
So, all right. My question was, what has been your most embarrassing moment with or without kids? Literally, it could be any.
Oh, God. There's quite a few.
Do you know yours, Danielle?
No. Kelly Clarkson.
Let's see. You know what?
Is embarrassing that one? Moment.
Is that one?
Wow, guys, it got guys, silent.
But I'm also like,
I hope the whole episode isn't like
I
this,
feel
guys.
Like things have happened that I'm unaware of.
Yeah.
Too, like drunk.
I don't know. I feel
that
like
I would be mortified if I actually knew about it.
So like, I feel like the most embarrassing moment that I'm just kind of sick of hearing about that gets brought up a lot.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Is the windshield.
Yep. Yep.
Like that is.
You can't tell the people about the windshield.
You tell it better.
All right. So rule number one, you do not tell Danielle she can't do anything, especially when she is drunk. She was driving home. We were out celebrating her graduation, and not to be confused with the graduation party that happened a few weeks later where she threw up out front of the hall.
Yeah. Hey.
Next to the car.
She was wearing heeled boots and had her feet up on the dashboard. And Don told her to get her feet down because her feet were very close to the windshield. And she then proceeds to say, could probably break this windshield if I tried. And Don says, no, you can't. Put your feet down. So she proceeds to cock her feet back and with every ounce of her being, smash her feet through the windshield.
I don't even feel like I hit it that hard. Like,
She's like a kid that you have to do reverse psychology. Like, you could totally do that, Danielle. You could kick the windshield, and then it's not as exciting, so she wouldn't have done it.
Right. But I Don still challenges me while drunk.
He hasn't learned. He told you that you couldn't do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and you punched him.
Right?
I was in the middle. I was in the crossfire.
That was literally like, what? Maybe our...
No, it was longer than that. You were in the car for that, though.
No.
I don't know.
John was the sexiest man that night.
It was. I just remember John was?
That was after Kavanaugh? Well,
it was Kavanaugh's,
I think that I was in the car then.
Yeah.
I think I have a picture of us. And
I don't remember car rides home, guys.
No, I never do.
Like, never. Like, I ride home in Don and Danielle's car all the time from your house, and I can't recall a one of them. I'm sorry.
That's right. You were an Uber for Dennis.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't feel bad. Do you have one?
All right, what's yours? Come on.
Mine are inappropriate, I feel.
No, you have to
tell. You have to tell one.
No, really?
Like explicit inappropriate. Okay,
right, fair enough.
I have had overnight guest regrets in the past.
Yeah. Fair enough.
There was a girl that me and John didn't remember her name. Like those things. Like super embarrassed in the morning.
But,
By the way, I'm a weirdo. Not anymore. I had kids.
Did you have a good time?
I think so, yeah.
She doesn't really remember.
That's all that matters. I mean, really, at the end of the day. I guess. Yes, probably one. Oh, okay. This is a good one. And it's not really that bad, but it's just like one that comes to mind. I went to my parents' bar and got like really, really, really drunk. Shocker of the century.
So shocked.
And I was brought home by a friend, and he was trying to help me get into the house. and I threw up all over my front step.
That's the most embarrassing.
And my mom was pretty pissed. That's I've also probably on numerous occasions, because like you all know my bladder's the size of a pea. Mm-hmm. And like when you drink, you have to pee more often. I'm pretty sure I peed my pants like 1,000 times drunk.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson concert.
Oh my God. How did I? All right.
Did you not hear me scream? Ah, Kelly Clarkson. No, I didn't know if you wanted to say it.
All right, God. Focus, guys. Long story short, because we have to go on to the next question. Long story short, this motherfucker over here.
It was all Danielle's fault.
It was.
It was not me.
Please tell her.
Nicole was the one who said that she knew where she was going.
That's true. I did not want to follow Nicole. I wanted to just use the GPS on my phone.
We were waiting for you
at
home.
And walk back. And I had to pee. And I'm really good at holding it, but I pushed my limits. And Anya is just like rubbing my back and telling me that it's going to be okay. And I just really have to pee. And at one point, Ani was just like, honey, just let it.
No, it wasn't me. It was Kelly, I think.
Oh, yeah. Someone just told me to let it happen.
I went with the other group because I was like, they're going the wrong fucking way. I'm not dealing with this bullshit.
Okay, mind
they
you,
already ditched me for the pit. Fuck them.
We're in Baltimore, mind you. And there's people everywhere. Like It's like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, so nightlife is bumping, so I can't like just go and hide and pee on the side. People were everywhere, and I just peed.
Yep.
And I came running back
to the
house.
No, we were sitting on the step, because we didn't have a key to get in.
Yeah, and you were waiting, and I came back, and I was so pissed.
And I was like, are you okay? And you were like, I'm not okay. I fucking pissed my pants.
But that's why you bring spare outfits, guys, because I went in, took a quick shower, and put on a new outfit, and we went back to Fell's Point. And we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It was fun. All right, Anya, what's your question?
All right,
that was a good one. Thank you for remembering
that.
This
is from Danielle. What would be the theme song of your life?
There's so many.
Can I tell you what my family says?
Sure.
Yes.
So my family always says that, like, inside my head, like the music that plays, you know that song? I've got the magic in me.
Okay.
They just say it's too upbeat and it's too happy that it's like that.
Would be yours.
That's the sound of my life.
Anya, what would yours be?
I don't know. I was trying to like Google one because like I.
It's a hard one.
Yeah. I feel like, is there a song out there about like taking the longest journey to everything?
There's like, not. You could write it and make millions.
Like someone write me a song and I'll just like put my name on it.
And I would walk 500 miles. There you go.
All right.
I don't know.
That's
what would mine be? I feel like I want to be like mine would be so no one told you
I was
that
gonna
was
say
gonna be this way.
I was going to say
joke,
the Friends
bro.
Theme song. I
mean, it
say.
Has to be.
I was going to say it. Okay. Right? It was in my head. I was going to say
mean,
it.
If it's not that, then it's a Kelly Clarkson song, and I really have to think
Miss
about
Independent.
It.
Oh,
that's true. Okay.
Could be Miss Independent. That's Danielle's drunk theme song.
My Kelly
Ooh,
life
yeah.
songs
what
are Because of You and Pieces.
Oh,
of
did
yes.
you see the TikTok where...
Anya and I cried for that. That was a moment.
So, Britt. Not you, Brit.
Oh, other
Brit, little Brit. She sent me a TikTok and it's this girl and she's like, you can put the word COVID as you and because of you and it works.
Oh.
So it's like, because of COVID,
I never strayed too far from the sidewalk. That's hilarious.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's so accurate.
All right. Do you have a drunk theme song? I like that. You said your drunk
Mine
theme
would be
song.
Miss Independent.
What's your drunk theme song? Do you have one?
I don't know.
Mine's Girls in the Hood by Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, makes sense.
That does make sense.
Being good I'm a bad bitch. I'm sick of motherfuckers trying to tell me how to live. All right, let's see. I got myself again. what was the hardest thing about pregnancy?
Not drinking.
That's mine.
Duh.
That's mine.
Yeah.
At this, I mean, I still have a ways to go before, like, I actually have, like, a full formulated opinion. But, I mean, at 22 weeks, not drinking blows.
Not drinking's, like, annoying.
All right. So, the next question is an Anya question. And it is, what food could you not live without?
French fries. I love French fries so much in all forms.
Pasta.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Bacon.
Oh, another
one. Oh, that's a really good one. All right. So we'll have to live together.
Yeah.
All right. Because then that would be
French fries, carbs, and bacon.
Carb city, guys.
We're definitely going to die in like 10 years after
that's fine.
We deal with
we're
that.
We're not here for a long it's time. Okay. We're here for a good
time. I like it.
Don't matter.
All right. Next question.
That Pick was a good one, Anya.
Quick and easy. All right. Oh, it's a me question. Is there a place that you always wanted to go?
Like anywhere?
Anywhere.
The Maldives.
Yeah. Ooh,
Maldives. That's a good one.
How do you say it? Is it dives or Deves?
I've heard both.
It's Deves.
But yeah. I don't know which
I don't
one
know. If you know how to pronounce
but I know
it
what
correctly,
you mean.
Let us know.
Yeah, please.
When our children go away to college and we hit like a milestone in our wedding anniversary.
That's the goal.
We're going to go there. We're going to have one of those little tiki huts on the water. I mean, we're probably not going to look sexy then.
What is like the cost of like something?
I don't know. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
But
$10,000?
Probably on the cheap end.
They're a lot of money.
But the issue is not the money. I mean, it is the money too. But the biggest issue with me and the kids being so young is it takes like 12 or 15
hours.
Yeah,
it's a long trip.
It's like a long flight to get there.
So if you're going, you want
to
make it worth the time.
Right.
Okay.
You're not going for like 4 days.
4 days, right. Yeah. And I would never, I don't think I'd ever be able to travel that far with the kids being as young as they are now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In case something were to happen. Like I need to be a quick 4 hour flight away.
That minimum?
Probably.
Really?
I don't know. Where else are you going to go? 4 hours is far. That's Mexico. You can go to Mexico and come back.
Jamaica's 4 hours.
Oh.
We love
really?
Jamaica.
Jamaica seems shorter.
How far?
Actually, it might be only
three.
How far
is Spain? Because that's like my place. I really
want
to
go. That's over the ocean, yeah. So probably at least a good 10 hours.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I think if the kids were like school age. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to each their own.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'd be worried.
They got pretty competent grandparents.
Still.
I feel like...
Are you calling Sissy not competent?
No, I'm just saying...
I just feel like I would need to be there. If they broke their arm, like
I
have to
come
back. I
would not come home from a trip for a broken arm. Absolutely not.
That's where we differ.
Nope.
And just like, is their eyeball hanging out? Just pop it back in. They're good. Duct tape it.
Brain surgery, yeah. Broken arm, now. All right, what's your place? Did you say?
I have always wanted to go to like Sweden, Finland, Norway. Like
okay.
Ooh, I want to go to Sweden with you.
Or
let's
British Columbia because they have the orcas and you can see them.
Okay, all right. John,
Sweden?
I think John wants to go to Sweden.
Is Sweden where like you can still see the Northern Lights?
Yes.
And you see like those igloo hotel things?
You can in British Columbia too. All those places you can see. They all have space near the Arctic Circle, but you have a better shot normally in like Sweden, Finland, or Norway because they're literally in the Arctic Circle.
All right. Okay. I will
like British
go
Columbia
with you.
Touches Washington State.
Okay. I'll go with you if you want me to, but I'm telling you right now, I will probably be in the hot tub for 3 hours. So,
and you'll have to wait until her kids are in high school.
Is this
minimum.
Is this you?
No.
This is your writing, right?
Yes.
All right. I have a Danielle question.
Okay.
How have you changed as a person since becoming a mom?
More anxiety.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I can see that.
More stress.
Definitely a lot more stress.
I can see
just
that.
Just putting things into perspective, too. Like before I wouldn't give a shit if I went somewhere. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go to this place now. It's like, I'm going to go to this place, but like, what if on the way up there I die? So I should probably leave a note of who would get the kids.
More
if something
purposeful?
Happens. Yeah.
Like I feel like
I'm going
more,
negative.
Like,
you're like, oh,
you're, but you're
more
intentional with what you do.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like more.
That's
like
a good word.
More purposeful. Like I wake up every day, like not just to like go to work and like be myself, like I like we have to provide for our children and like give them a happy life.
You're not
like,
tumbling out of bed and stumble to the kitchen.
What about you now that you're becoming a mom?
Definitely. I definitely feel like what you're saying, like you're choosing things now more with like a different attitude, like you're more aware, I guess is
okay.
A better word maybe I'm thinking of, like I feel more aware. So
all right, guys, question 8 is from Brittany again.
Hey.
And it is number 8 on your thing.
Oh, love that.
Ooh, creepy.
I know. I numbered mine, too. That's really
I think
weird.
We all numbered them.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, because I numbered mine. But it just so happened that it's 8 and we're on the 8th question. All
that's
right.
Perfect.
Are you a pessimist or an optimist?
Oh.
Why are you looking like that? What? Brittany's got like this goofy ass smile on her
what?
Face. Like
we all know what I am.
Well, you're an optimist.
Yeah, glass is always half full and rising, baby, in this house.
I feel like it depends on the day.
Is and I will like say, it's not easy to be an optimist, though, y'all. It ain't easy.
I want
to
say, in terms of me and Don in our relationship, I'm the optimistic one.
Okay, that's a good way
like,
to
that's
put it.
How I'm going to put it. But some days I am a little bit more pessimistic, but overall, I'm definitely like, oh, we can get through this. We can do it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
No, I think I'm the pessimist.
Yeah, I think you're the pessimist.
You're more the sky is falling.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
And it's never going to go back together.
Yep,
and,
exactly, mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, a lot of, yeah, definitely the pessimist.
You know why? It's because you're so dramatic.
I am.
That's what it
my,
is.
My kid is now, too. I like create, like, mm. like I need to get her in acting classes. Like, earlier today, she goes, excuse me, mommy, excuse me, mommy, excuse me, mommy. And I turned to her and Alina was here, my younger sister, and she had apparently told her no to something. So she's like, excuse me, excuse me. I turned to her and I look at her and she goes, Alini said, and I'm like, you just said, excuse me,
you
mommy,
were perfectly
with no
fine.
Issues. Like, excuse me, mommy. And then Alini said, and I'm like, what? What is this? Go away. Go away with your acting and come back like with a better personality.
She's naughty.
They definitely know. Lucas is our drama queen.
Yeah.
The sky is falling for him every day that he doesn't play baseball or Fortnite. So.
All right. Question 9. This is mine. One of mine. It was my question 7. Name 3 of the happiest moments of your life.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Didn't we just discuss that before we were doing these?
I gave you Dennis's top 5.
Okay. I think this sounds oddly familiar.
Okay.
I can do it quick if you want me to go.
Go for it. Spitball.
All right. So it would be Lucas's birth, Olivia's birth, our marriage. Boom. Okay.
So you would rank your kids differently?
In no particular order.
Okay.
I didn't mean
just
it in like
check.
An order.
Olivia's going to hear this 10 years from now. I'm coming rolling
it's
in and
fine.
Be like, mom, what
so,
the fuck?
I would. Lucas's birth experience was way better.
He's also your first, which is very
it, no, but it, I mean, it doesn't even matter because, so Olivia had complications.
Right.
Soon as she was born, they took her away.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Lucas, as soon as Lucas was born, I 100%, this is my top moment in life. They took him and put him right
that's
on my
cool,
chest
yeah.
and he was crying and crying and crying and I looked down at him and I'm like, Lucas, it's okay. And he stops.
Because they know,
and he
dude,
looks directly
know.
In my eyes and it's, I will never forget that moment.
Chills, man.
And like, mm-hmm. we just connect it right
that was,
there.
That
and
was real deep.
I got robbed of it with Olivia.
Yeah.
Because I mean, but it doesn't matter because she's healthy and
now.
She's here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. She don't leave your side now.
Yeah. Exactly.
What about you?
Sassy.
My kids' births as one.
Okay.
This is a weird one because, like, going on Kairos in high school.
Okay.
Because I knew John in high school, but I didn't know him.
Until
then.
Okay.
So, like, not necessarily Kairos, but meeting John. Because it literally, like, we met in high school. Like, it shaped everything.
The rest of your
yeah.
life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish that we had known each other sooner. Because it would have changed things a little bit
more. I wonder if
more.
John feels that way.
I'm not sure, but... so, those two, and then a third. I don't know. Happiest.
Not your marriage? Not your wedding day?
I wouldn't say...
That you were an hour late for?
That was not an hour.
Yeah, it was an hour.
It was like 36 minutes.
I don't think it was that long.
It wasn't an hour.
As a guest who sat.
It wasn't an hour, I swear. It was like 30 minutes, I think.
Mm. Candy's a little dramatic then.
Happiest.
Shocker of the century with that one.
Wow, it really sounds like I have a like terrible life.
No, they're just...
Let me think about it. All right, what are some of yours?
Marrying Dennis is definitely one of like the top moments. Besides when we threw a fucking awesome party, so that was cool too.
That you don't remember.
I know. I remember everything except leaving, so.
That's all that matters.
I'll take that. I even remember the hotel afterwards. I just don't remember getting there, so I'll take it.
Again, going back to Anya's theory of how she doesn't ever remember.
Yeah, I don't remember
in the car.
You settle down.
No,
I'm telling
really
you. Yeah, definitely marrying Dennis. Probably at this point right now, finding out I was pregnant was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. And honestly, best moments.
Now, here's the real question. Was it Coda's arrival or Max's?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a page out of Anya's book. I really enjoyed, like, I always think about this as something you would like to do again. Like, when I think about, like, the best moments, like, what would you love to do over again?
Okay.
I would love to get married to Dennis again. Like, I would love to relive that day. I would love to relive, like, finding out we were pregnant. Obviously, that'll change, like, when she's here. Because obviously, right. I'm sure that'll trump that. At least I hope it does.
Yeah.
Going on Habitat for Humanity was super fucking cool. It was an experience I would have never typically would have gotten had I not, like, signed up for the program and gotten picked. I did it for 2 years straight, and it was really cool. I met some really cool people along the way, got to go to some really cool places. I learned a lot.
Got some nice tie-dye shirts.
No, overalls. We tie-dyed overalls. Shout out to Sam Kiger, if you're listening. We tie-dyed them in Sam Kiger's dorm.
Oh, perfect.
We did. Shout out to her if she's listening. But yeah, Habitat for Maddie was really fucking cool. I would love to do that again. So that was definitely a top moment for me.
All right. So I thought about it.
All right.
Listen, marrying John was like awesome, super happy moment. I wouldn't say it was the happiest because I could have lived my life with John without getting married.
Because you knew you wanted to be with him and it didn't matter.
Yeah, honestly, like, I wish that we would have, like, the wedding was amazing, don't get me wrong. Like, I wish that we would have never done it, though. Like, I think it was a lot of money for one night.
Right.
So,
you're not wrong.
I could have just been with John for the rest of my life. I would say buying our home.
Oh, that's a good
because
one.
Because it was an incredible accomplishment. And
yeah, but that's not an experience I'd want to relive. It's so much friggin' paperwork.
No,
but just like the joy of getting the keys and moving your stuff in and waking up here for the first time.
Accomplishing that huge thing for us. Like, we're drowning in student loan debt. We're going to be drowning in student loan debt until we die. And to be able to figure it out and do it and that's a huge deal for us.
Right.
We didn't have, you know, college savings and like that kind of, like, we don't have, like, we did all of this on our own.
Right.
That's a huge deal. So,
yeah,
that's my moment, I guess.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a cute one.
All right. Question 10.
Woo.
Halfway. What was, at this point, I guess, the most exciting milestone that your kid has?
Each kid or just...
Yeah, each kid. You can give each kid. Because Lucas and Olivia are different ages. Same thing for Cece and Elliot. So they've accomplished different things at this point in life. So
So last year, Lucas got the award for having the highest GPA in his class.
That's cool.
So that was like...
That was a big award.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like that was a good accomplishment for him there. Anya, you go away, I think, for Olivia. Because Olivia is so young, like,
so
it's hard.
Elliot is giving kisses right now.
Aww.
And that's a huge accomplishment because it's really fucking cute. Like, you go, give kisses, mwah, and he goes, mwah.
Aww.
And opens his whole mouth, and it's just, oh my God.
That's really
sweet.
So,
yeah, and he's, like, not walking or anything yet. Like, he's walking with, like, a walker, but, like, yeah, so that's his accomplishment. And then Cecilia started gymnastics, like, this week will be like the third week.
Mm-hmm.
And the first week we were in the me and my buddy class,
mm-hmm.
which was like 18 months to 36 months. And she did that class and she did awesome. And at the end of the class, like the next session would start like mid-April and she won't be three till May. So they were like, hey, for the next session, like we definitely think that she can go to the three class. And I'm like, awesome. Sounds great. So like, I was really excited about that. And then like a couple hours later, they call me at home and they're like, hey, so we've really been thinking about it. And Cecilia is like pretty advanced for this group. And we would really love to push her up now if you're comfortable with that. So now my little 2.5-year-old is in the 3-4 class and she did the giant balance beam like all by herself last week. And I had to watch from the lobby and I just like, I don't know. Like, I know like she's capable of those things, but it's like really cool to like have other people validate that.
So that's
her big accomplishment. Like, she got pushed up in gymnastics and can do like, she can do like roly polies and back flips and stuff like that. Like,
that's
really cool.
I feel like Olivia doesn't have any accomplishments. I mean, if I'm going to pick one, because we're going to put her in dance next year, just because of when dance would have started, everything was so still up in the air with COVID.
I know. We wanted to do dance this year, too, and it wasn't going to work out with COVID.
And, like, she doesn't really show any interest in gymnastics, so I mean, like, she likes to roll, but I would definitely say that her biggest accomplishment right now is that we both sing Let It Go, and that she's finally starting to get into Disney princess movies. Oh, like, yay. We can actually finally sit down and watch a Disney princess movie.
And she, like, knows, like, the songs and stuff.
Yeah, like, she knows Let It Go. Yeah,
Cece sings that while she's peeing.
Yeah, like, it's all the time. And then,
no,
you know,
like, she sings it, like, for letting go of the pee.
Oh, yeah. Well, this badass bitch is like, I'm gonna be Anna. And I'm like, that's cool with me. Because Anna ain't that great. I'm gonna be Elsa. And then she's like, no, you can't sing Let It Go. This is my song to sing. And I'm like, you just sat there and told me how Anna is your favorite and you just want to sing the Anna songs, but then you're gonna flip it and sing my one good song. We get in fights about it. It's not fun. Then she told me that Anna's not as cool as Belle. I appreciate that.
Oh, damn.
That was not a milestone in our career, in our life together. All right. So this is 11, right?
Yep.
All right. This is a good one. This is one that I wrote. If you had to get a tattoo right now, what would you get at this point in your life?
We actually have had a conversation about this. My sister and my brother and I have talked about getting like a family tattoo. And for a while, we wanted to do, like, an eye and then, like, a greater than symbol.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, like, an up and a, like, an up arrow and a down, like, I am greater than my highs and my lows.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
But then, we also talked about, we figured out, like, apparently every month has a flower. Like your birth flower or whatever.
Okay.
And we've actually talked about getting, like in some capacity, each of us, like my dad's birth flower for August.
Cool.
It's like a really cool flower too. It's something with a G. I forget what it's called, but it's really cool looking.
Okay.
Isn't it a gardenia? Is that the word?
It might be. I'll look
that's
it
the
up.
Only flower
Proceed.
That I know that's a G. What about
so
you, Anya?
Two out of this, I don't think this would be like immediate one, but two out of my, like, I can't count. I have three sisters. Yep. I'm one of four. Two of us, not me, Candace and Martina, have the Mac tattoo, which is a shamrock, three sides, and it says MA²C in it, because Martina, Anya, Alina, Candace.
Right, two A's,
so,
right.
When Alina is ready to go and get that, I'll go with her.
Why is she not? She's all tatted.
No, I know, but like,
so, like,
I don't
what
know
is she waiting
I don't know
for?
If it fits into her like scheme. Because like, I'm not getting an A² without the other A².
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're ready, A², I'm ready. But if I had to get a tattoo on my own, I would get something for my grandmother's. Probably a bird for my Gram Jackie and something that says like G-Mom, because that's what I called her. And
yeah.
That was like our thing. And then I probably would get something in relation, like I would want me mom for my grandma, like because that's what Cecilia calls her and that
okay.
makes it more special.
Yeah.
So I would want something like me mom and G-Mom and mm-hmm. yeah, I just don't, that would be, I would only get it for like a memorial type thing.
Okay.
I don't think I'd ever get my kids tattooed on me. Unless I knew for, like, maybe down the line, if we have more and then I could get them all together. I wouldn't want separate
right.
ones.
So I prematurely put this in there because I knew my answer.
Okay.
So I've always had the notion of when Lucas hits a certain age, I never knew when, but when he hit a certain age, I wanted to get him to write his name and
okay.
then I want to get it tattooed on me.
Love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm going to have him write nicely because now he's doing cursive.
Write nicely.
So he's going to nicely write Lucas and I'm going to put it on my wrist and it'll be whatever. I think I'll probably wait until he's 9. And then when Olivia turns 9, I'll have her do the same on the other wrist.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because this way, and then I can be like, this is how you wrote when you guys were both 9.
Yeah.
Lucas's looks like this. Yours looks way better, Liv. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
It's a boy girl thing.
That's a really cool idea.
So that's,
I like that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
It's a gladiolus, by the way.
Oh,
I love
what does that look like?
They're like really tall flowers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My
and
mom
they
used to have
them
in
different colors, too. They're really cool.
My mom used to have them in her garden.
Did I even really say a real flower name? Or
gardenias?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a flower.
Yeah, they're a real
okay.
flower.
Yeah.
And like, if it's not a flower, then I think it's, I think I might have thought it was grenadine too. So I'm like, crap, I don't know what one I said. It's either flower or some sort of alcohol base.
What do you got?
All right. So next question, number 12, right?
Yeah.
It's one of my questions. It is, what is your perfect date?
Oh, Netflix and chill.
One without the kids.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on my mood. I mean, I do like to get fancy.
Yeah, me
too. I like to, because you don't really get dressed up that much. So, I do like to get dressed up and maybe go eat somewhere downtown that I've never been to. If I'm going to go on, a more lower scale type of deal, I would say definitely, a brewery.
Okay.
I feel like I've had the most fun with Dennis, and this happens to be more, I guess, quarantine directed, when, the two of us have just drank together.
Okay.
We've done, I think our 1 year anniversary, we went and we stayed downtown for the night, and we went to the Melting Pot, and then after that we went to the Piazza where we had our first date, and we just drank around the Piazza and had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's really fun to drink with. So
okay.
I enjoy drinking with him. I enjoy being sober around him when I can't drink, because then I just get really angry.
Yeah.
I think that's everyone.
I think it's more so because I can't drink. Yeah. It's not that I'm sober.
No, we all felt that way.
Yeah. It's because I can't.
Also because they're really fucking annoying when you're not drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine would be getting dressed up and going to brunch.
Oh, you love brunch. You do.
You are such a brunch person.
You love brunch.
I'm obsessed. John made the most amazing breakfast the other day, but it could have passed as a brunch also, but and then we had champagne with it, which is really nice for a Sunday. But then it's during the day, so we can eat brunch, day drink a little bit, and then go and do something together. And I imagine this whole day without children, and then maybe even go home and they're still not home. And then
finish
the night
off right.
I see them the next day. That could be the perfect date. I love my children, but they got to go.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stage 5 clingers.
All right. Question. Lucky number 13. Says Danielle. Ooh, if you were stranded with your kids, what are 3 things you'd hope you'd have on hand?
Tablet.
I was gonna say one of you better fucking say the
tablet.
iPad, because I know no one's making it off that island alive.
No,
I'm gonna go PlayStation 5. Do I have to use the TV as one? Is that
no? Whatever.
Right.
3 things, right?
I don't know. PlayStation, TV, and probably fucking a lot of alcohol.
I'm gonna say
What is it? A freaking
unlimited.
Unlimited. Yeah.
I'm
That's the word
say
I'm looking
tablet,
for.
Tablet, fruit snacks.
Oh, fruit snacks.
Because I'm
a good
fucking
one,
fruit snack crack dealer.
I was saying, yes, back to fruit snack crack dealer.
And desert island. See, I don't want to. If I have alcohol, then I'm going to have a hangover, then I'm going to need Tylenol.
Whatever, you don't so know I'm when
thinking,
the next...
I'm thinking marijuana.
All right,
yeah,
fair enough.
Because that way I don't have a hangover, but I'm nice and chill for the kids.
I think
yeah.
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a solid list, guys.
Yeah, that's my list.
I also am very proud that both of
you
included a tablet.
What do you think your list would be?
Because I feel like no one would make it off a lot. Honestly, probably a tablet of some sort, because it benefits all involved.
It does.
You know, it's not just for you.
We could do ABCs on tablets. We can do education.
Exactly.
Purposes.
You can use it when they're not using it.
Right.
Know? I would definitely have to have a tablet. I know that much. I know that much. All right. Question number 14.
I don't know what this word is. Is this connected, Anya?
Yeah, probably.
I think this says, do you feel connected with your child, or it's either connected or congested?
connected.
But I think it's connected.
Connected.
Well, there's 2 children.
Did I put child and not children? Sorry, I was copying.
Oh, no, you put children. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't get over the word connected or congested.
Do you feel connected to your baby now that you know the gender?
I mean, she's physically connected to me, so I would hope so. Yeah, I do.
Do you think knowing the gender and naming her helped with that connection?
It definitely makes her more human.
Okay.
That's for sure. I feel like also like I had like a really shit day today, like I was telling you guys, and I feel like she mm-hmm. knows when I have a really bad day.
Okay.
Because once I finally like walk away from work and sit down, she kicks like crazy.
Oh,
so she's I feel like, so you had a bad day.
Yeah, I feel like she knows, and she's like, hey, sorry you had a bad day, but like, what's up? Like, she like just, and it's really sweet because like, and, like this morning, I was like, or when she did it today, I was like, part of me at first was like annoyed. I was like, can I get some fucking peace? And I was like, oh, she's just saying hi. I'm like, she knew I had a bad day. I'm like,
the mom guilt's yeah, already
started.
The guilt's
already there. I'm like, she's just saying hi. I was like, I'm just a little angry. I need to go in timeout.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I got there. Not right away. I think postpartum's real. So I know postpartum's real. But I mean, it's a lot of hormones coming out. So I definitely feel connected with both of my children now.
Yeah.
But as far as the first week of life, with Lucas, it was a little bit harder, I think, because I was younger. But with Olivia, I felt it like almost right away, but it was totally different.
Okay.
What about you?
I asked about the gender and like name thing, because with Cecilia, we didn't know the gender, and I obviously didn't name her until she was here practically. And I felt like, with Elliot, I spent 9 months, like I knew his gender and we picked a name, and not 9 months, but probably like 6 months mm-hmm. getting to know him and like talking to him and like familiarizing myself with him. So I felt like when he came out, like I just instantly connected with him.
Right.
And I felt such like a passion
yeah.
to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was like because I was a first time mom with Cecilia and I didn't know, I felt like I didn't know her. Like I felt like I had to like grow that relationship more. But like
I wonder too if it's because she's a girl.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you felt, yeah. Well, I don't know. I definitely get along better with Lucas, I feel like, sometimes.
Cecilia is so like intuitive. So we like lay together at night, like she kicks John out after books and mm-hmm. it's like, you need to lay with me. We'll sing some songs. We'll talk. Now she says, we talk about our day. And I'm like, oh yeah, we can talk about our day. And she'll be like, it was a good day. And I'm like, okay. So like we talk and like, I feel like very connected to her, like right now where she's at and her, like mm-hmm. her ability to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess it just depends.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. each kid is different.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
All right, question. Oh, wait, it's oh,
wait,
you. It's,
wait, yeah.
I'm eager, guys. Sorry.
Question 15? Yeah. What are the 5 most beautiful things in the world?
Are we including kids or because
you can if you want to. You don't have to.
I'm going to make them like one slot.
I'm not going to judge you if you don't pick your kid.
No, my kids are fucking beautiful.
No, like, I get they that, but I said it's such like a typical answer, so like, you don't have to say that.
No, all right. I like Anya's idea of putting them number one.
A quote-unquote cliche
like
answer.
One, like, yeah.
All right, so kids, one. All right.
No, they're fucking beautiful, Brittany. If you don't think that.
And fair.
You can't right. be friends
what
anymore.
What else is beautiful?
Sitting on the beach with a beer in hand and just like at dusk at like that 5 o'clock hour when they blow the whistle and everybody has to get out of the water.
Okay.
And you can just like sit there without kids and okay. you can just okay. look out into the
this is more of a situation.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well then a beach.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was gonna say like
you're like
really,
real plan there. Yeah, got the whole I was the sun setting.
A really blue ocean.
The lifeguards there getting everybody out of the water. A really blue ocean.
Yeah, like
I always say
like,
the ocean
like the Maldives.
Yeah. But like you're not going to find that anywhere in America, I feel like.
No.
Maybe in the, maybe in like Florida, like the Gulf side.
Okay.
The Gulf side
that,
is pretty cool.
Yeah, the okay. Gulf side, because that's like where, that would also be Mexico's water too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
The ocean is definitely on my list too.
All right. Mm-hmm. So ocean, children, what else is beautiful?
So like.
The Northern Lights.
That's
like
a
not
good
to re-reference.
No, but that's a
but
good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A perfectly poured beer.
Ooh, isn't like a perfect
beautiful?
Head.
Yeah,
it is.
That's beautiful, right?
It is.
What about New York City skyline?
I like the snow.
I do. Yeah. Like untouched snow.
Yeah, untouched snow.
Untouched snow. Untouched snow. And they snow. Can make, like, snow can make the perfect background for photos, yep. too. Mm-hmm. It's just clean just,
it's
and
such
crisp
a pretty...
And bright.
Yes.
The lighting off...
Yeah.
Like, I love when snow is on the trees, when it's, like, I love nicely, freshly fallen snow is always the best.
I lost count on what number we're at. I feel like we're all just kind of...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Agreeing I've with each
said,
other.
I've said the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I said...
No, Anya said the ocean.
Well, I agree. All, and I said I would like put that ocean. On my list.
I feel like we're all on the same.
Ocean, kids, nice. I said snow. Nice port beer, snow.
I also have said
Northern Lights.
I like sunflowers. Oh, I yes. like how bright they are, so I like seeing them. And also to, baby animals in all forms.
Oh, yes.
yeah. All baby animals.
I agree 100%.
And then I think the last thing I would say, and it's just like so stupid or whatever, but. The Disney castle. It's like my favorite thing. Yes. I get the chills every time I round the corner.
But
so.
It has to be the Disney castle with the fireworks going off in the back, right?
Oh, see, I don't care. No, I just I, like, yeah, I think I'm talking about like that
so grand
first
and...
day at Magic Kingdom, rounding the corner. There she is. Like that moment.
There
like,
she blows.
That picture right there is
that's
just
true. Oh,
Brittany little. Got engaged in Disney.
I did.
So she is like.
Little smidge bias. Not in front of the castle though, but smidge bias.
I got yeah. engaged in front of the castle.
You did.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I totally
yeah.
forgot.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. All right. Fuck you, Anya. We're no longer friends.
Hers is with Cinderella.
Cinderella's the worst princess.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating. I'm just... According to Olivia, Cinderella's the worst.
Thought she hated Belle.
No, but that's because we don't talk about Cinderella.
All right. Question... Is this 15 or 16?
I think it's 16.
16, yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's...
She'd be 9, and then if we go around again, she'd be...
12.
13, 14, 15. This would be 16.
Guys, we can count. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's 16, I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's increments of 3.
Yeah.
She's like the 3 times tables.
I don't like
all right.
this one.
Would you have handled childbirth differently if you could do it over?
No.
Now yes. that you know what you know.
Yes.
You would have?
Because Anya has ridiculous reasons.
I know.
Don't say them on air.
With Elliot, I would have stayed home.
Because you were wanting to do that, right?
Yeah.
But then with COVID, you
yeah,
decided
and I,
to just...
No, it, well, COVID is why I initially started the process
oh,
of looking
okay.
into staying home. And John had a lot of second thoughts about it. And after all is said and done, he's not completely on board, but he's on board for a home birth with her.
Right, supportive of what you
yeah.
want to do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I totally would have stayed home. I got to the hospital at 8, had him at 12. I was miserable the whole time and pissed that I went. And, yeah, I just would have stayed home. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anything.
If you have experience with home birth, assisted or unassisted, let me know so you can be a guest on the show and validate my
and Anya can learn
beliefs.
More.
All right, Daniel.
I thought you were just going to go completely off the rail and say things that
no.
you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
All right. My question. I wrote this one. What is your biggest fear about raising kids? Let's go to Brittany first because she's got to slay these dragons now before the
I'm
kid
I'm afraid I'm
going to
fuck her up.
I think that's like
yeah. I'm afraid she's going to be a fucked up person. It's going to be my fault.
Because it will be.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, she can be fucked up for a number of reasons, but like, I just hope that I'm not one of the reasons she's fucked up. You know what I mean?
I don't think you will be.
I just want to do right by her, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel that. I don't think you will, though.
I hope not. I'm trying.
You'll be fine. You and Dennis are going to be good parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis is going to be the more calm parent. That's for sure.
You know what? You're gonna be surprised. You're both gonna flip roles.
I
and
feel that
he's
true.
Gonna
like you take turns playing good cop, bad cop.
You
like,
do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned so much patience having children, and it shocks me because I am the least patient person
yeah.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really like learning.
All right, but what's your biggest fear
yeah.
with raising kids?
Messing them up, or. Leaving like I wish that I could start them a college fund, like leave it or like a future
yeah.
fund.
Mm-hmm.
Like leaving them like in a hole. Not that we would ever put them in debt before they're in debt, but like leaving them in a position that we can't help them more, you know?
Right, where you could help them
yeah.
more, you mean not.
Yeah,
can't.
Like mm-hmm. I just hope that we can give them everything that they need and want.
See, my fear is not being there enough.
Okay.
Like, I have such bad guilt. Like, I'm always, I don't know, I feel like I contributed to my anxiety. Like, I always fear like I'm gonna die or something and leave right. them too soon. Like, ridiculous things that, I mean, they do happen, but it's probably not gonna happen. And then it's like I always have the fear of at night when I lay down, well, did I do enough with them? Like, right. did we, should I maybe have said yes, let's play for 5 more minutes? Should I have done 1 more round of Fortnite? Shouldn't I not have did that extra kill in Fortnite and let him have gotten it? Like, I don't worry about messing them up because I'm just going to do my best. And there's therapy to fix that.
That's,
I mean, hell is that, yeah, baby.
Yeah, no,
is that a horrible?
No, I think that's the perfect way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't do any more than what I can do. If it's not good enough, we'll have to talk about it in therapy.
All right. Question 18. Oh, this is deep, guys.
Oh, I love it.
It's mine. Do you love yourself?
No.
If you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else?
It's true.
Exactly.
It's very bold, but no. I will be very honest. I struggle a lot with that. Like, that's definitely, like, I always think that, like, I'm not doing enough or I could do more or I, like, there's always something
I don't think that's
not
fix. Loving yourself, though, because I feel like...
I don't ever give myself enough credit. I don't ever think I'm doing, a good job. Okay. Like, I don't ever, like, give myself the credit, like, and I know I do a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I could rattle off, like...
you definitely do.
Let's use, like, work as an example. Like, I could rattle off all the things I do at work all day and I will tell you another list of things that I should have done.
Right.
On top of all of that. Like, I don't remember that I'm one person, so I'm mm-hmm. very hard. I feel like everybody's like, always your hardest, you're always your hardest critic for sure.
Definitely.
But I feel like I am to like an unhealthy stance. Like, I definitely don't ever give myself a break. I don't ever cut myself a break. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I expect myself to get it all done. And like, if I don't, then I'm like a failure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not, but
my girl hears all about this every month.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I think that's like a day to day question.
That too,
because like some days I will.
You feel like
I feel like I was
you're
like
killing
damn,
it. Yeah,
I'm fucking killing this mom shit. And right. then there's days where I'm like, fuck.
We went here. We did this. We played right. that. Like, we were cool.
So
today.
I think that's like a. I mean, if I had to overall, I do believe that I love myself. You know, like I'm definitely all about. Hyping myself up, you know.
Gotta be your own hype woman, you
right?
know?
Sometimes when you're not there, it's gotta be me that hypes me.
I mean,
me.
PR is not always
you
around.
You know, there's a fine line between cockiness and confidence, and I definitely walk
just
it.
Just ask the windshield.
I freaking hate you. But I want to say if I'm gonna, there's more days where I love myself than there's not.
Okay. What about you? What do you think?
I don't think right now in life I do.
Okay. Again, yeah. I feel like periods too, like time periods.
I remember a time when I did. I feel like I love myself so much when I'm pregnant. Like, I feel so good about myself and I feel strong and like I'm bringing this human into the world.
Right,
and all that
being
kind
a
of
badass.
Stuff. Yeah. And I don't know, this last year, like, I don't love my body. I don't love.
Those are all things you can work on, though.
I know. No, it's all things that I can work on.
At least you love the basis of you.
I don't like who I am right now.
This year was rough on a lot of people, too.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot that I could change.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I like what you said about periods. I want to touch back on that because I feel like there was a point in time where, like, I really did love myself.
Right.
I want to say, honestly, probably.
She's, like, from the years of 1990.
No, like, one of my favorite years, honestly, I think was the year we all got married, was 2018. I felt like I accomplished so much shit. I did mm-hmm. so much shit. And I also, again, going back to like, I think it's definitely my love language. That should have been a question. What's your love language? We'll have to do an episode on that.
Yeah.
But like mine's acts of service. And like I did so much for people in that year.
And you really learned.
Because, of like everybody getting married. And like it was a year that I had the most fun. I felt that Dennis and I were doing all this great fun things together. And like, we had like our house was in full swing.
Yeah, there was so much going on.
Yeah, like we had
you
parties.
You didn't even have a house yet.
In 2018, yes, we did. We had the house the year before.
Did you have the house first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we bought the house the year before we got married. We literally closed the day we got married the year before.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
My bad.
But like, I feel like that was like a great year. And like, I feel like I was like on top of the world. I was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like it just.
Yeah, I just go through spurts of.
Yeah, like I can think of other bad spurts where I felt like this before right. too.
Yeah.
I'm sure COVID doesn't help too.
No, yeah, 100% it doesn't.
Yeah, it's just, you know. It doesn't. Life is in a weird spot.
It's true.
Agreed.
Okay. This is.
19.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're nearing the
last one. Yep.
What is the craziest, most daring thing you've ever done?
Who wrote this one? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one wouldn't come up.
I was hoping this wouldn't come up she wrote it.
I feel like I don't have a good one for this.
Breaking a windshield. I don't know. What about when I snuck us into Kelly Clarkson's pit?
Yeah, that fucking.
That
shit.
Was fucking. You have no words for it.
That was pretty daring.
No, because you know what? That story came up. Let's just say I was forced to be not forced.
You were not
be.
Forced.
No, I
turned to you.
I'm rephrasing.
Again,
I'm rephrasing. What I'm
it was another Don situation where you're like, oh, we've been drinking. You can't do it. You can't get
I
us into
not,
the pit.
No, I did not say no.
I was like,
no.
Fucking checkmate,
I said
bitch.
We shouldn't.
We're like, where's Danielle and Brittany? Oh,
I
there they
said
are
no.
in the pit. Fucking asshole.
I still have
known.
A picture of me and Kelly Clarkson, like when she took that mm-hmm. selfie with the whole crowd. Yeah. I'm there. I
let it be known.
It.
I said no.
No,
to
you
the
didn't.
Plan. Yes, I did.
Right.
And I wasn't going to let you go alone. What kind of friend would I be?
You left me down there alone.
That's what she kept saying. I didn't want to leave her alone, but
no,
I felt
that's
so
a fucking
bad.
Couple.
And then who came back hysterically sobbing? Me.
With two songs left.
The anxiety couldn't take it.
She's like, I'm going to leave during the encore, Danielle. Please.
I had to be Danielle's anxious lesbian lover. Because that's...
Whatever. Got us into the pit. I make no
who
apologies.
Because she said to the guy, she's like, I'm really sorry. My girlfriend's really anxious. We had to step out for a second. And like, I had to.
No, I paid him.
And I, we ended up paying him too, but I truly was panicked. So I didn't have to act panicked. Because I truly was. That's a good one.
That
was ballsy.
That was. People tell me I can't do these things. And you don't bet against Danielle when she's drinking.
That was ballsy.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
What's
if you
your,
ever listen to this, we love you. Mostly me.
Most daring, craziest.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not.
I don't know. I'm not like a daring person.
I'm usually like I don't.
All I can
toe the line.
I had like daring years, but I just I don't know.
I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back there.
Should we repick one for you guys? Like. I feel like you're kind of sending us off on a bad note. It's
okay,
not my fault that I'm
so
fun.
So let's pick a question 19 for me and Brent.
Yeah. Question 19.
Do you
want to
pick question 19 since I picked question 20?
Sure.
You can pick your guys' 19. Cool.
Question 19 part 2.
Yeah. Because they're not as fun as Danielle. So do I not get an opinion on this one?
No, you can say it. This one's pretty simple. How old were you when you had your first child?
29. I'll be 29.
I was 28.
22 right?
I
22
28 I think yes yeah, so my birthday's May 1st,
yeah,
because
you had her in 18 when we all got married.
Yeah, okay,
so we were all 28
so
when we got married, and you were 28 when you
29
wait no you would have been 27 no
no
because she was born
no,
yeah
she was born
she,
after,
you just
like,
turned 28
yeah, just turned
and then
28.
She was born
so Cecilia's in the room and I'm talking about like having her and she just walked over and put her hands on her chest and said, me?
All right.
Question 20.
Question 20.
I feel like this is like a really good one.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. I feel good about it. I'm excited.
So I think this is definitely my writing. So what's your favorite thing about being a parent?
Oh,
is that a good question to end
that
on?
Is a good question.
Okay. Well, pick a part B for Brit since she's not.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I don't know yet. I don't have a formulated opinion yet.
Do you want to read through the ones that we pick for Brittany?
No. And
pick like the most embarrassing one.
All right. So, what do you think is the best thing about being a parent?
Watching them learn something new every day.
That's gotta be cool.
Watching intellectually, their personality, their brain, like
watching the wheels turn.
Yeah, like every day they learn something new, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that is just, and it's just so exciting. Like, even the stupidest, littlest things are just so fun.
Yeah, that's I have cool. like two of them. So mine would definitely be like toe the line of like what yours is. I like watching them accomplish new things, like having them see that they can do things that they didn't think they would do
on their own and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And with Lucas, I see it more now because he's doing baseball and he's learning how to do like pitching better and figuring himself out like that. But even like just watching Olivia just figure out who she's going to be in life. So I would say that. And then my absolute favorite thing about being a parent, I'm selfish and I really like it when I'm just having a bad day and either Lucas or Olivia will just come over and hug me and just give me a kiss, like unsolicited, like without, you know what I mean? Nothing feels better than having a hug from one of them with their little grubby ass paws wrapped around me.
No, I totally
that's
get
really
that.
Cute. I like
yeah.
that.
No, that's
probably the best thing.
Yeah. Like when everything happened with my grandmom, I was crying and Cecilia just comes over and she hugs me and she's like, "You're sad? It's okay, mommy. You'll be okay." And like that dying like devotion and love, like yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, that's my favorite thing. Is that a good one for Brittany?
No, yeah, I think that's a good one. All right. So 20 part B for
all
Brittany.
All right, what is it?
What is your biggest stressor in life?
The box knows.
You guys are too kind. Definitely that changes, periodically.
Okay.
But I'd say
what's your stress over the week?
I was gonna say, but probably honestly, the most constant one that pops up like frequently enough is work.
Yeah.
Right now, for those who don't know, it's just me with 22 kids on my caseload going between two different grades. I lost my counterpart who had half the kids, and we were doing subjects, so we saw all the kids, which was nice because like. You got like, a break from the different grades and stuff like that, which was nice. But you were able to stay concentrated. Like I did math and science, but now I'm only staying like 40-ish minutes in each class, to jump to the next class for the other grade. Mm-hmm. Now I'm responsible for all 22 kids. Well, it was 21, found out the other day. Now it's going to be 22.
Oh, gosh.
So that was
lucky
fun.
You.
Yeah.
Haven't found your new counterpart yet.
No. I mean, she just left on the 12th, so.
Are they even looking or they're just going to make you finish it out?
Yeah. I mean, my boss definitely is. It's just PA changed the certification.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's really hard. So like when I graduated with special ed, you had end to 12. So you could do anything from early intervention with babies all the way up to 21-year-old adults.
Mm-hmm.
Now when PA changed like their whole like general education certification, it used to be K to 6 and then 7 to high school and you put the content. They changed it to PK4, 4 to 8, 9 to 12. And they decided to change special ed 2 to K to 8, 9 to 12. So you have to pick high school.
Can people get both?
Yes. You just have to take the test, maybe? Great question.
So is it like two tests?
Probably.
I'm certified elementary K-6 and special ed to 12. Mm-hmm. I was a double major, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it works, like having like an elementary certification. Could I just go and get like a content cert and then be able to teach older kids? Like, I don't know if you already have a special ed cert. Like, is it just simply
I'm stressed
taking...
just talking about this and I don't have to do it.
Yeah,
every
is it simply
day. So
taking
good for
a
you,
test?
Girl.
Do you even have to take a test?
Let alone do we have to do it pregnant?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Well, and that's not helping because I'm trying to keep myself like calm and serene for the baby and like not go into early labor because the kids were very happy when they found out I was pregnant and their first question was, "When are you leaving?"
Yeah.
Like they were very happy to hear that it was not going to interfere with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well. All right, guys. Well,
guys,
we
20
can't.
Questions.
But we can't end our episode without.
Are we doing a tits and tips still?
Guys, surprise.
Woo! Tits and tips, tits and tips, tits and tips.
You guys really thought I wouldn't.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
I thought we were out questioned.
I thought we were.
Guys, I'm on it. All right, this week's tits and tips. Bonus question 21.
Ooh.
What's been your favorite thing about making the podcast?
Oh, that's a great
question. I know,
question.
I'm still a little sentimental.
Oh, probably getting an hour Well, we do it more than an hour.
Yeah.
We're usually here longer than an hour, but just getting away from the kids and getting to kick it back at least once a week with the girls.
Yeah, hell yes. So, love that.
I know that this is definitely a staple. Like, I know we're going to be meeting every week, so.
Gives you that time.
Gets me through the week.
I like that.
I don't get the luxury of being away from the kids.
Yeah, we're at your house. Sorry.
I think it's. Like, time with you guys, obviously. Like, I love that we're able to see each other and keep up with each other through COVID and, like, the quarantining and, you know, you're pregnant, so we're not, like, going to be going out as often. Like, but it's also, like, just talking. Like,
getting it out.
Like, yeah. I talk to John all the time. I talk to my mom, like, every day. But, like, talking.
Parents
to just like,
don't understand.
Yeah. Like, just talking to other human beings and, like, hoping that maybe we're like giving other people the same relief that we're kind of getting.
Right.
Like, I hope that, you know, there's actually people listening.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I feel like it's both. Like, I like hanging with you guys once. That's always fun. Like, I love that I know I get to go out and see you guys at least once a week and hang out. Cause again, like, life gets in the way. We don't get to see each other all the time. So,
right.
It is nice. And it is nice to like talk about some of this stuff. Like, especially like in the beginning, like when I wasn't pregnant, we had a nice handful of episodes where I am not pregnant and it was rough. You know? It was. So it's nice.
For you, I mean, it was rough.
It was nice. But it was nice to be able to have that outlet, like to be able to talk about it and to, cause like, again, I talked to Dennis about it all the time, but like, yeah. It's not the same. It's different. Not. You know, you feel bad too. Like you're overburdening, you know, someone like that after a while.
So now we get to burden you.
Yeah,
the
it
listeners.
Gets repetitive with partners.
Yeah. So now
like,
we force you guys to listen to our bullshit.
Guys,
we
don't
for
20 force
episodes.
We don't
we force
them.
You to listen to our bullshit.
We hope you're still listening, and we hope that you guys can.
They listen send, for the drama, yeah. But they stay for the Danielle.
Send your friends the link to our show.
Yeah,
let them
please.
Listen
pass us along. And guys, seriously, if by like 20 episodes you're not following us on Instagram at Naptime Happy Hour, if you're not following us on Facebook on Naptime Happy Hour podcast, get with the program, people. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter or Facebook, Fortnite, depending on who you ask. Me personally, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at BWeezy36 and at on Twitter at BWeezy0602.
You can find me on Twitter and on Fortnite at dshizzle28. And my Instagram is dshizzle12.
My Instagram and Twitter are both onzilla51.
Forever jealous that you can just
that I have
one.
The same
I'm
one,
still so mad at freaking dshizzle28 on fucking Instagram. God damn you, lady. If you listen, just relinquish it to me and I'll swap you numbers. But guys, remember, you can listen to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever podcasts are found. And if you like us, please rate us. And again, word of mouth is the best advertisement. So please, please, please pass us along. We want to be here for 200 episodes. It would be nice, maybe, if we don't kill each other by then.
We also have our website, naptimehappyhourpodcast.com. Once you get on our website, you can find all of those sites that Danielle just mentioned to listen, as well as our tits and tips menu, where you can leave us questions, concerns, topic ideas. You can also let us know if you want to be a guest on our show. So we really wanted to have guests by now. And we ordered some microphones to have extra ones for our guests and, you know, backups. And we're still waiting, Amazon. What are you doing? We really need them.
I mean, it's probably not Amazon. I like to think it's the United States Postal Service.
Well,
we're still waiting on Christmas gifts.
But either way, as soon as we get those mics, then we can start scheduling guests. We have a few people that are interested and then we can get new topics in there. So if you have a really cool mom story, wife story, life story that you want to share with us.
Or if you're a fun profession,
yes,
like an
also,
OBGYN or midwife.
If you want to come join us on the show and chit chat, we would love to have you. So message us or email us.
And guys, most importantly, just because you're a mom
Doesn't mean you can't drink.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you.